Oh, great to have your company on afternoon. Sam Edmund with you right up until 3 o'clock. Well, in the footy world, our focus is now well and truly on the national draft, which runs Wednesday, December 9 to Thursday, December 10. But a name, as I said off the top, that you're going to hear a lot more of in the coming years, is going to feature very prominently in this year's national draft, is the West Australian Denver Granger Barasny. Joins us on the line from out west. How you doing, Denver?
Good, thanks, Sam. How are you?
How are you going? Very well. Great to hear your voice. How are you going? How are the nerves? Have you managed to keep them under lock and key, or are they just starting to build a little bit before the draft?
Plenty of, definitely getting closer and closer. The nerves sort of become a bit more prominent, but I think you have to sort of stick to what you know, and that's trying to get fit and enjoying the off season at the same time. So it's a nerve-wracking time, but at the same time, we can't really do anything right now, so it's a big waiting game.
That's true. Now, for the people who don't know, where are you at with your schooling? Did you have to knock over your exams in the last few weeks? Were you finishing off your last year of schooling, or where was that all at?
I was one of the lucky ones. I'm actually an older one of the group, technically. So I graduated last year, graduating at Dying Range Sports College, doing ATAR. And that was really good, and that meant that I could either go to uni this year for a year, or I could work for a year, and that's what I chose to do. So I worked at Bunnings in Midland over in WA, and I've had an amazing job there, and it's been an amazing experience.
And what was the role at Bunnings there, Denver? A bit of shelf stocking, or what were you doing?
Yeah, just a classic shelf stocking. I was in plumbing for quite a bit, but I would definitely say don't come to me in plumbing, because I'm not too good. They just threw me in there.
I was gonna ask you what your plumbing knowledge might have been like.
not very good. Far from expert, that's for sure.
Well, geez, I mean, you've proven, though, as a junior, you're pretty good at plugging the holes on the footy field, at least. So yeah, there's one thing you could have lent on. So tell us about your strength as a player. For those who are, particularly over on the Eastern Seaboard, we haven't seen a lot of our juniors play this year, obviously, Denver, and it's been hard to monitor you all as you're scattered around the country. But fantastic that you're able to keep playing in the waffle this year. Now, you're listed at 195 and 78 kilos. Is that accurate at the moment? And if so, how much focus is there on, obviously, adding some strength in the gym to that tall frame you've got?
Yeah, it's pretty accurate. It's 195, and I'm about 82 kilos, so I'm a little bit heavier, but definitely still on the slighter side. So getting in the gym and putting on the right weight whilst building strength, and also maintaining some of my other attributes, such as my agility, is my key focus in the off season. So it's something I've got really stuck into this year. I'm already looking to put on some, probably about 5 kilos, hopefully in total 5 kilos before the draft. So I'm looking on track, and yeah, it makes it you got to be bigger, you got to be stronger to verse senior players, even in the waffle and in the AFL, you got to be a lot stronger. So definitely a side of my game I've definitely got to develop.
What are your strengths, though, Denver? So when you go on the field, what do you know that you can do well, and what do you know is the big ace up your sleeve?
I think my intensity and my desire to never lose or always win is one of my better attributes. I'm extremely competitive, and there's nothing I hate more than losing, whether that's one-on-one or in the team sort of aspect. So that's definitely one of my strengths, is the intensity that I bring to the game. And that, alongside, I think, my aerial ability, and I feel like I have the ability to read the play a little bit quicker than most people. But I think that gives me an edge to get to more contests and impact through the air or on the ground.
Tell me, was there a heightened sense of competitiveness when you locked horns with Logan McDonald late in the season when you were playing for Swan Districts in the waffle?
I tried to not let it get to me too much in the week leading to it. As I knew that I wasn't going to be the person playing on him. So I just tried to treat it as another game. But we had a pre-season practice match against Perth, and they got very stuck into me, the whole team, very vocally and physically. So I knew it was going to be a challenging match. And Logan actually started off the season amazing, we started off the whole season amazing, but he kicked 3 in the first half. So I was given the job at halftime to play on Logan, which I like the challenge of playing on the most influential opposition. So, yeah, it was super exciting to get to play on him and do that role for the team.
Got the points, obviously?
We did. We won it. So they're personally making a finals push, and they had to win one of their last two games, and they were versing the eventual premiers next. So it was like they had to steamroll us, and they didn't. So they still made finals, though, to their credit.
What about you individually in that second half matchup?
I was given a really, really strict role, and that was to stop the impact of Logan. But at the same time, to play my game and impact through the air if I could. And I feel like I found that balance really well, and I kept Logan without a goal in the second half. And I took some really good marks and intercepts in that second half.
Speaking to one of the brightest draft prospects this year, Denver Granger Barras out of Western Australia. Denver, before we come back to the current day, take us back to the beginning. Obviously, I'm assuming anyway, born and raised in Perth. When did you first find a footy in your hands?
Yeah, been in Perth my whole life. Used to live up in the hills with Dad in what we call Gooseberry Hill or Kalamunda. And I remember my older brother, who's 2 years older, going to Auskick at age six. I remember rocking up with him and just being infuriated at the fact that I wasn't allowed to play because I was too young. So I remember just sneaking onto the field whenever I could. And then eventually the president of the club or the Auskick, he said that I could join in. And so I was about four, and then I'd never really put it down. I've been in love with the sport since.
Who do you barrack for?
Eagles over in WA. Sorry, you Melbourne folks.
Not at all. Understandable. So who was the hero or who were the idols as you grew up worshipping West Coast?
When I was a lot younger, it was Will Schofield. He actually attended one of our training sessions. He bought a car from my dad, and Dad ended up asking him to come down to my training session, and he did, and it was just an amazing experience. He was an amazing bloke, and
yep.
I had a little bit to do with him over the years, and I think he's just an absolute character, someone I really modelled my game off, and so he'd definitely been my idol when I was younger, whereas today, for the Eagles, if I had to choose, it'd be McGovern. I love the way he floats off, and I sort of try to model my game off that, but probably my ultimate role model in today's football would be Dylan Grimes for Richmond. I like to model my game off him as much as I can.
It was interesting talking to Kevin Shifter-Sheen yesterday, and obviously he had you in his top 40 draft prospects. He likened you to the man you just mentioned there, Jeremy McGovern. I mean, is that, when you are an elite AFL player, is that how you see you're basing your game on? You mentioned it just then, but to know when to go, know when to stay, to know when to defend, to know when to intercept, you know, it's such a delicate art for a player of your position.
Yeah, I think it can definitely be crucial because it can be such a detrimental thing to do if you come off at the wrong time, and it can result in goals kicked on you that could be extremely crucial. So that's like I've always battled with is knowing when to come off and when to stay locked down. So I always try and make sure I remember to defend first and making sure that the player I'm playing on isn't going to get the footy. So as long as I can make sure that happened, then hopefully the intercepting side of it comes off next.
The boys on SEM Breakfast, Denver, earlier this week asked the Brisbane Lions coach Chris Fagan when he was on what he thought the most important position on the field was in the modern game. And he said the intercept marking defender. How does that make you feel? Does that make you excited, or there's a little bit of trepidation with that?
Yeah, no, that makes me extremely excited. I think it's really, really good to hear a major coach in the system understand it and respect the role that I play, I guess. So, I guess that's kind of an honour and, I guess, a way to hear that.
Now, obviously, you made All-Australian at under-16s level, so you've been on the radar for some time, so that you're probably by now well and truly familiar with the concept of sitting down and speaking to clubs and coaches and list managers. But what's it been like as we've got to the pointy end here and some of the interviews that you've had and maybe some of the curly questions that have been thrown at you?
Yeah, it's simmered down quite a bit. With everyone going through exams, clubs got put on hold for everyone. So what was a massive rush before November 11th has now turned pretty stagnant. So I've only had a couple really over the phone, and I had a couple come to the house. So it's been rather quiet around. I'm doing a lot of these interviews, like on the radio and that, and I find they're very, very fun. They're lighthearted, and it's good to have a chat to different characters. So it's a good time, I think, right now.
I like asking you and your contemporaries what the strangest question is that you might have had. Now, if they're really odd, you don't have to name the club, but have you got a real curly one for us?
Yeah, it's funny. It's always a common draft question is what's the weirdest question you've got. And I remember hearing last year and speaking to some of the friends who got drafted last year, and they got some curly questions like how would you get Michael Clark out when he was batting, things like that. And sadly, I don't know whether it's because of COVID, but we haven't got any this year. I haven't heard of any curly ones, and I'm quite disappointed because I like being put on the spot, and it would have been a good challenge to try and wiggle my way out of them.
Devastating.
So, yeah, sad that we haven't got any.
Yeah, devastating. So have you spoken to pretty much all the clubs, Denver? Being obviously a top 10 prospect, well and truly, have you found yourself speaking to just about all of them?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, I've spoken to the vast majority of clubs. I think the only club I haven't spoken to is Collingwood. And even then, we did a lot of the state camps. We had these speed dating sort of environment where you bump into all the clubs that want to speak to you. And so I could definitely say I've ticked off all the clubs.
And I guess I wanted to ask you this one, because you're signed to Hemisphere, of course, with the crew there, Hemisphere Management Group, which means you're doing Movember as is custom each and every year. How's that coming along? Are you capable of growing one up on the top lip there?
Yeah, I'm very capable of growing one. I've actually just shaved the rest of my face, so I let myself go a little bit, but I was looking at it in the mirror and I said, geez, I need another month. It definitely grows, but I think it's a lot slower than, say, Tom or even Alex, as they tend to grow them quite quick, and sadly I don't have the genes.
Well, while we've been talking here, Denver, a few texts have been coming in saying up the mighty Kalamunda Cougars. So you're representing them,
yes.
very, very well. So well done on the junior career that you've had. It's certainly held you in good stead, and best of luck for the draft next month, and can't wait to see where you end up.
Thank you so much, Sam. I appreciate your time.
Good on you, Denver Granger Barras there, West Australian tall. Doesn't he speak well, doesn't he? They all speak well these days, these draft prospects, if you like. It's going to be a great thrill for him. His life will change. In a couple of weeks, he'll be off playing AFL football. I wonder where he will end up.